said, well, my first one is, how far is far? And she said, how far is far? Oh, that's as far as between my mule's 2 years. And he liked that answer. He was very pleased. So he asked her the next question. And he said, ma'am, how many is left of 32? She said, oh, there's 12 left of 32. And he said, ma'am, can you milk 3 billy goats? Yes, yes, I can milk 3 billy goats. Well, now, not much later after that, the king was having this big shindig with a whole bunch of other kings up at some big ski slope somewhere. And they was having them a big old time, and that king got into telling about all of his people. Oh, how much he liked them all. And he said, and tell them about this old woman. And he told them about them 3 riddles he had asked them, and asked this old woman, and what her answers had been, and wasn't she something, and wasn't she special? And all the other kings were going, yes, yes, that's really something. But then when they got ready to leave, they looked at each other and said, what in the world's he talking about? What do you reckon she meant? And so they didn't have much to do, had a lot of time on their royal hands. So they went up onto the mountain, these 3 other kings, to see this old woman. And they got up to see her, and they pulled up in the yard there on their kingly stallions. And the old woman come out, and she said, hello, come on, have a seat. And they said, the first king spoke up and said, ma'am, I will give you $100 if you can explain to me that answer to the first riddle the king asked you, the riddle where he asked me, how far is far? And I said that it is as far as a distance between my mule's 2 years. And now once I could see to the horizon, but that's about as far as I can see now when I'm out of plowing my garden. So the king gave her that $100. She folded up in her hand, sitting there, and they was looking out across the valley, but them kings was kind of itchy. They wasn't into sitting with some old woman looking out across the valley. So the other king spoke up and said, about that second riddle the king asked you. He asked you how many is left of 32, and you answered 12. I don't understand that answer, she said.
Well, now, you see, I used to have 32 teeth, and now there's only 12 left. See?
He said, oh, yes, indeed I do see. And he gave her another $100, and she folded that up in her hand. And then that third king said,
well, ma'am, I'll give you $200 if you'll tell me what you meant by the answer to that third riddle. Ma'am, can you milk 3 billy goats? And she took that $200 from him.
Yes, yes, I can milk 3 billy goats.
It looks like we're all set up and got someplace to go tonight. We're going to have Bruce Hutton, John Bean, and Craig Johnson come out here. They're part of the Double Decker String Band. Now, this band's been together in various forms and configurations since 1977. They've got 2 albums out under the Merrimack album label, and they'll be performing August the 7th down at A.P. Carter Memorial Festival, which is in Hilton's, Virginia, which is just right across the mountain from my house. I got a quote from Craig Johnson. He said, when people hear me play, I want them to think I've been dead for 150 years. I hope tonight he'll convince us that he ain't, so.
Well, it's never hard. Most people who've heard me play figure I have been dead for some amount of time, at least partway through the tune.
Well, let's hurry up and play all this so they can go home.
While he's feeling well.
Well, what you doing there? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they didn't have that on the drawings.
It's gotten positively cold up here.
In case you're wondering which one of us is Craig, his voice does really sound the oldest. He does happen, however, to be the youngest of us, but he's spent many trips down to Galax, Virginia, taking old lessons.
They're beginning to work, too. I've been a lot of good music played tonight. We're going to fix that shortly. borrow most of our music from a body of music that was recorded across different states, different bands, different people during the late 1920s, mainly on 78 RPM records. This song comes from a black string band called Mississippi Sheiks. Is that right? Is that who they were?
That's who they were.
Okay. You thought the lively man would die when you made the country dry, when you made it so that he could not get not another glass of rye. Then I know that you will feel bad when you see what he has had, when you see him coming with a lot of dough. Just listen, I will tell you so. I tell you,
here he comes. I mean to tell you, here he comes. He's got those Jake Limberleg blues.
Here he comes. I mean to tell you, here he comes. He's got those Jake Limberleg blues.
Now when you see him coming, I am going to tell you that if you sell him Jake, you better give him a crutch too.
I tell you, here he comes. I mean to tell you, here he comes. He's got those Jake Limberleg blues.
If you haven't ever had a beverage called Jake, it's not quite in fashion anymore, but during Prohibition, when there were very few, if any, legal alcoholic beverages, there was, of course, the possibility of having a flavoring extract of Jamaica ginger that happened often to be 150 proof or so. One bottle of that highly flavored extract in a glass of ginger ale, and you had a rather nice drink. But unfortunately, one batch of this product got the wrong kind of alcohol in it, and there was a resulting epidemic of paralysis called Jake Leg or Limber Leg. A lot of songs about it. Well, after doing that kind of bluesy number on a rather secular subject, we've got a gospel song for you. But it's not entirely straightforward as many traditional gospel songs are. The song probably began as a perfectly normal and faithful gospel song, but in the version that we learned from William Rex wrote, one member of the band could not resist having a vocal commentary as an aside to each verse, and it gives it just a little bit of ambivalence. Makes it a perfect gospel number for Unitarians. I can say that because I am one. At least I think. I used to be an agnostic, but now I'm not sure.
what kind of shoes you gonna wear? Gold shoes. What kind of shoes you gonna wear? Gold shoes. Golden shoes I'm bound to wear that outshine the glittering sun. Oh yes, I'm gonna join that heavenly choir. Oh yes, soldiers of the cross. Oh yes, I'm gonna join that heavenly choir. Oh yes, soldiers of the cross. What kind of robe you gonna wear? White robe. Long white robe I'm bound to wear that outshine the glittering sun. Yes, I'm gonna join that heavenly choir. Yes, soldiers of the cross. Yes, I'm gonna join that heavenly choir. Yes, soldiers of the cross. What kind of crown you gonna wear? Starry crown. What kind of crown you gonna wear? Starry crown. Starry crown I'm bound to wear that outshine the glittering sun. Yes, I'm gonna join that heavenly choir. Yes, soldiers of the cross. Yes, I'm gonna join that heavenly choir. Yes, soldiers of the cross. Oh, what kind of harp you gonna play? Golden harp.
What kind of harp? Old French harp.
Golden harp I'm bound to play that outshine the glittering sun.
Yes,
I'm gonna join that heavenly choir.
Yes,
soldiers of the cross.
Yes,
I'm gonna join that heavenly choir.
Yes,
soldiers of the cross. What kind of song you gonna sing? Happy song.
What kind of song you gonna sing?
Happy song. Happy song I'm bound to sing, and there won't be troubles anymore.
Yes,
I'm gonna join that heavenly choir.
Yes,
soldiers of the cross.
Yes,
I'm gonna join that heavenly choir.
Yes,
soldiers of the cross. What kind of day gonna be? Happy day.
What kind of day gonna be? A hot day.
Happy day. Happy day it's bound to be when we stand round the glittering throne.
Yes,
I'm gonna join that heavenly choir.
Yes,
soldiers of the cross. I'm gonna join that heavenly choir.
Yes,
soldiers of the cross.
Good taste is timeless, isn't it? Well, what should I say about this next song? It's just pitiful.
That explains why we like it.
We took that as a point of departure. We said, this song's pitiful, we can do it.
No, my mandolin tuning is more pitiful, Craig.
Yeah, okay. Trade it for a dog, then shoot the dog.
Cats make better banjos.
Okay. I'd like to in this life, although I've had my share of troubles, sorrows, and of strife. I've never had a chance to be the things I'd like to be. Somehow the good things all run out before they get to me. The closer I reach for a thing, the further it gets off. The hardest jobs all come my way while others get the soft. In the future, if a good thing chanced to come my way, and then as usual passes by, I'm simply going to say,
just give me the leavings when you get through. Just give me the leavings and that will do. Oh, I once had a little bit here below.
once had a little, but it seems to go. When that runs out, I'll ask for no more but the leavings. Last night I took a little walk and I went to see my gal. I took a watermelon as a present for my Sal. I was thinking of the pleasant things that were for me in store, like eating watermelon and a kissing more and more. When I got there, I thought I'd give my gal a big surprise. So I walked right into her room, and there before my eyes, I saw her just a-hugging and a-kissing my friend Ned. I dropped my melon on the floor and mournfully I said,
just give me the leavings when you get through. Just give me the leavings and that will do. Oh, I once had a little bit here below. Once had a little, but it seems to go. When that runs out, I'll ask for no more but the leavings.
Thank you. That comes from Dr. Smith's Haas Hair Pullers from someplace or another. Yeah, I guess we need an F chord. We hope this is the right chord now.
And this song comes from Clarence Clay and William Scott, who called themselves at one point or another the New Gospel Keys.
La.
So Pat Conti tells me.
Wait till I put on my robe. Wait till I put on my robe. Oh, till I put on my robe. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Wait till I put on my robe. Wait till I put on my robe. Oh, till I put on my robe. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Jordan River is chilly and cold. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It chills my body, but not my soul. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One of these mornings and it won't be long. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're gonna look for me, but I'll be gone. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm going up to heaven to sing and shout. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And nobody there to turn me out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wait till I put on my robe. Wait till I put on my robe. Oh, till I put on my robe. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to the river, put my soul in his hand. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Gonna shout troubles over in the promised land. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm trying to make it to the other side. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wait till I put on my robe. Wait till I put on my robe. Oh, till I put on my robe. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wait till I put on my robe. Wait till I put on my robe. Oh, till I put on my robe. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, wait till I put on my robe. Wait till I put on my robe. Oh, till I put on my robe. Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank y'all for coming out tonight. You've been just a beautiful audience. There's a dance in the pavilion. Go dance, shake a leg. Thank you a lot. Good night.